Hello and welcome to Barca Back Chat. We've had a week of highs and extreme lows as well. Midweek, we took on Atletico Madrid at the Camp Nou and we drew agonisingly 1-1. I mean, it got off to such a good start for us and then disaster struck in the second half. There was nothing we could do about it though, so we just have to move on and keep working and try and get better. And we did that at the weekend because we travelled to Sporting Gijón, our manager Luis Enrique's old club of course. We took them on and we beat them 5-0. It was a very complete performance from us and we had no real problems with it. It was a great day for us and we just can't complain. So to get into the action, Atletico Madrid, they travelled to the Camp Nou. It was always going to be a difficult game and on the back of this, the game before us was Real Madrid-Villarreal at the Santiago Bernabeu and it was a 1-1 draw. So we had an opportunity to get 1 point behind them. We'd close the gap from 3 points to just 1 point. If we won, obviously. So that was tantalising for us. We really wanted to go for it. It was 4 points because they played before us, I should say. So we got off to... It was a tough game. I mean, we started Ter Stegen in goals. Alba at left-back. PK was in centre-back. Mascherano started as the other centre-back because Umtiti has picked up a knock to his knee. And Roberto was at right-back. Then the midfield, we had Ivan Rakitic, Sergio Busquets and Andres Iniesta. And up front, of course, it was Messi, Suarez and Neymar. And, it was a tough game. There was chances early on for us mostly, but it was nothing clear-cut. Messi tried. We had a penalty appeal. And it was all, we were the better team now. They did force a few saves. They stung the gloves of Ter Stegen. But they weren't really testing us too badly. PK seemed to be in control. Everything was going fine. And we did eventually make the breakthrough 4 minutes from time. We took a short corner. I think it was Neymar on the left-hand side. Plays it out to Iniesta, who takes a lovely touch with it. And then whips it into the danger zone. Rakitic had stayed up. And he broke free of Stefan Savic and headed it past Oblak. And made it 1-0. Perfect time to score as well. And we had no real complaints. I mean, it was fantastic news for us. We took the lead. We deserved the lead. We had created the better chances at the two sides. So no real complaints of that. We went in with the lead. However, the whole game twisted and turned around 51st minute because Sergio Busquets was taken off. Now, what the official line is that he had a chest infection or the flu or something like that. So he was taken off and Andre Gomez came on. So Andre Gomez was now playing in the Busquets role. And as we know, Busquets is a vital player and Gomez is still getting used to stuff. And he was a little bit, tentative. He wasn't quite sure what he was at. But he was okay, but far from perfect. And then it was around the 57th minute. Messi gets the ball. He goes on a drinking run. He gets challenged by Diego Godin. Messi shields the ball and turns and sprints away. But you can see as he does that turn and sprints away, straight away there's discomfort in his groin. He kind of slows down to a walking pace and passes it off. And immediately he's looking over at the bench. Enrique is looking back at him. And just on the 68th minute, we had to sub Messi off. And as a result of that, Messi is out for 3 weeks. He has a doctor muscle there. He's a bit of damage there, which is far from ideal. But it's what's happened. So that's not great for Messi. So it was far from ideal with Messi going off. Arda Turan came on, but straight away there was the confidence of the team looked a bit rattled. Iniesta looked, he had a worried look in his face. I mean, he went over and kissed Messi on the head. There was definite concern, and literally, as Messi was subbed off, the Atletico Madrid made a change as well. Angel Carrera came on for Gamero, and Torres came on for Negres, and Angel Carrera scored in the 61st minute. Pique gets nutmegged, all right. But you're thinking Mascherano's there. Mascherano, I don't know if it was the quick pace or whatever, just turns and he ends up going head first into the ground. Gamero or Carrera sails in on goal. Ter Stegen comes out and tries to make the angle as tight as possible. And to be fair, Carrera hits the post. It goes in off the post. But the main thing is it goes in and it's 1-1. The confidence was knocked. Suarez tried. I mean, Neymar tried as well, but Neymar wasn't on his best form on Wednesday night. I felt he could have played better. And, I mean, there was one of a few things that happened. I mean, there's not much. I mean, Felipe Luis absolutely takes Arda out of it. It should have been a red card, if you ask me. He's off the ground. And then Suarez leaves the boot in on Luis and leaves a nice little mark on his foot. But, I mean, after that, there wasn't much. I mean, the team were just knocked. Atletico Madrid had a draw. They were going to take that result. So it really was a case of we lost, you know, we lost momentum, and we could have done so much better there than we did, but we didn't. So that was disappointing. And obviously Messi, it was a terrible blow to the confidence of the team and everything. And, you know, you could just tell the atmosphere sort of changed, but you can't do anything about it. Busquets then on Thursday signed a new contract extension with us, a new 5-year deal. So absolutely delighted about that, Sergio Busquets. And we then travelled to Gijon, and we were the first team up. You know, Real were playing on Saturday evening. So yesterday evening we headed to Gijon, yesterday afternoon. Terstegen started in goals again. We made a few changes though. Luca Digne came in for Jordi Alba, no complaints there. Pique retained his place. Jeremy Mathieu replaced Mascherano. I can understand that. I mean, we've been saying it now, or I've been saying it anyway, for a few, ever since the Alaves game and since it began in the Copa del Rey final. Mascherano has been on a slippery slope, and I think being torn by Carrera there against Atletico Madrid is sort of, that's a big game. You can't afford to make those mistakes, and he made a mistake and the team costs. But I mean, I'm not pinning it all on Mascherano, but he's the defender that is the weakest at the moment. I'm not a big fan of Jeremy Mathieu, however. I would prefer Umtiti. If you ask me, Umtiti and Pique is the main centre-back pairing. But look, Pique and Mathieu played yesterday, and Sergio Roberto played in right-back, and what a game he had. Busquets captained the side from midfield, and the midfield was Arda Turan and Gomez. So, you know, Iniesta and Rakitic dropping to the bench, that's understandable. We do have a midweek game up against Borussia Mönchengladbach, which will be difficult. But anyway, we'll move on. And up front, Neymar and Suarez obviously retained the starting positions, and Rafinha played out on the right. Now, the first 20 minutes, we didn't play great. We were, you know, we're in El Mandrinal, Malinan. I'm very bad at pronunciations, apologies. But, you know, it's a tough stadium to go to. The fans are in your face. But, you know, the first 20 minutes, it was a bit difficult. And, I mean, Ter Stegen again could have gotten himself a yellow card. He came out to claim a ball, and he grabs it, and then he goes out of the 6-yard, or out of the area. So they gave away a free kick, but he got away with that one, luckily enough. And yeah, then we just turned it on in around the 28-29 minute. A long ball was played forward. Suarez is onside, gets in. The keeper comes rushing out. Suarez just takes the touch around the keeper and then fires it into the back of the net in the 28-29 minute. So that was a real sigh of relief. We were happy. It was a lucky goal in one sense because of the way the keeper came flying out. But Suarez took it well. He showed skill. He showed the precision that we know Luis Suarez has. And we were delighted with that. And then Sergio Roberto got his first assist of the game. It was absolutely fantastic. What he did was he got up on the right, he's right back, and he was flying forward, and he just got in, and he was on the right hand side, whips it in, and you think it's going to go back post. No, Rafinha throws himself towards the ball and heads it in at the near post in the 32nd minute to make it 2-0. So that was perfect, and that was how it was at halftime, 2-0 up. And the second half was it was kind of dull, but Gijon weren't playing exciting football. You know, they were going in hard on the tackles, and it was a solid performance. It was a different performance from Barcelona because we played 4-4-2 at times with just Messi and Suarez up top. Neymar and Suarez up top. But we also transitioned. It was a solid performance. We weren't afraid to get stuck in. I mean, Pique had the game of one of the best games I've seen this season for Pique. He's really developing as a leader, and he was great in defence yesterday. I can only praise him. I can't praise him highly enough how good he was yesterday. But Rafinha had us 2-0 up. Into the second half we went. And, you know, it was fairly quiet. I mean, the real turning point came in the 74th minute. Their captain, Laura, picked up his second yellow card. He really chopped into Sergio Roberto in the 74th minute. Picked up his second yellow card and got sent off. And then the floodgates sort of opened. Roberto, again, was influential going forward on the right flank. He fired in a cross, or a low cross, to Paco Alcacer, who had come on for Luis Suarez. And Alcacer takes the shot first time, and it hits the underside of the crossbar. It bounces out to Neymar, who takes a touch and then bundles it into the back of the net. It was one of the easiest goals he'll score, but he still had to put it away. And then in the 85th minute, it was 4-0. Roberto again gets up the wing and produces a beautiful cross. It is fantastic. Looping cross to Arda, who heads home. He was pretty much unmarked. I mean, it was fairly poor from Sporting, but look, we can only play the team we face, and he makes it 4-0, and that's, you know, I thought that was it. But no, it wasn't. 88th minute, Neymar finished off the scoring. Then Suarez had come on, Suarez slips the ball through, lovely to Neymar, who side foots it. It's lovely. It's a well worked move and a lovely goal. It's nice to see Dennis getting an assist, because he had been a little bit down on himself there of recent, but he did well. And I mean, crucial things to mention is Busquets got rested. He came off in the 78th minute, and Suarez got a bit of a rest. He came off in the 72nd minute, and we were able to leave Iniesta, Alba, Mascherano, Rakitic, and Iniesta on the bench. I don't know if I mentioned Iniesta already. But, you know, those are key players to be able to give a rest to. And that's the main thing. And then, of course, last night, Las Palmas did us a massive favour. Real Madrid went to Las Palmas in the Canary Islands. And they took the lead in the 33rd minute through Marcos Asenjo. It was a pretty lucky goal. I mean, the keeper makes a good save and the ball bounces up to Asenjo, who heads it in. But in the 38th minute, Tanya equalised for Las Palmas. Into the second half, Benzema comes off the bench, scores in the 67th minute to make it 2-1. I saw that and I said, it's all over. How wrong could I be? The 85th minute... I have no idea how you'd pronounce his name. Arriola, I don't know how you pronounce it. But A-R-A-U-J-O, again, apologies, I'm not good with Spanish pronunciations. He might not even be Spanish. But he equalised in the 85th minute to make it 2-2. And that was a result that puts us 1 point behind Real Madrid now. So you're sort of thinking, if we had won against Atletico Madrid and if Las Palmas had done that, we would have been ahead. But look, that's what happens. And... look, we're 1 point off him, and we have to stay positive again. You know, the season isn't going to be won in September. It's won. I mean, you can get off to a good start in September, don't get me wrong, but, you know, slow and steady wins the race is always what I say. And we have to rotate smart, and we did that against Sporting, and I think he's learned his lesson from the Alaves game, Enrique. This week, we're without Messi, obviously. Messi misses the Gijon game, and he'll miss Borussia Mönchengladbach midweek, and he'll also miss Celta Vigo, but then we have an international break. He'll still be out for that, but he should be back for the games after that, which is very important. And we don't know what the story is with Umtiti. He's been assessed as it goes along, but I'd say he could be back for the weekend. I don't know if they'll risk him against Gladbach. That'll be a tough enough game. It's on a Wednesday. We're travelling to Germany, and we have to give it our best shot. And I'm sure we will, no doubt. And look, there are no easy games in the Champions League. And Gladbach, it's going to be an emotional game for Ter Stegen. It's his first game back at the club we signed him from, his boyhood club. So that'll be a little bit of an interesting one, to say the least. But look, it's Ter Stegen. He should do the job. He has to put emotions to the back of his mind, and I'm no doubt he will do that. Then next Sunday, we travel to Celta Vigo. It's going to be a very tough game. Vigo are a tough side. They really took Madrid to the wire. I think it was a 2-1 win for Madrid earlier on this season. They are tricky, so yeah. And I mean, we lost 4-1 last season, I think it was. Yeah, that was an absolutely horrific game, I remember. We lost, Iago Aspas scored twice, John Guidetti scored as well, and Nolito scored against us. So yeah, hopefully we won't repeat that. We'll be looking for Suarez and Neymar to turn on the style. And I mean, yeah, that's about it. I mean, that's next Sunday at 7:45. It should be interesting, and hopefully we will get a result there. I mean, the only other thing I can think of that's happened in the past week is Alex Vidal put up a post on Instagram. It was a photo of him from training. And, you know, Miguel Ruiz is the official club photographer, and he kind of puts up the photos, and the players often use those photos. And there's just a photo of him, and it was just him on his own, and he was walking out onto the pitch, and he had an emoji of a mouth shot and a middle finger emoji. So that was a bit cryptic, but he has since changed that. And he has put up something along the lines. I'll read out what the translation is. This mightn't be word for word correct, but it says now, needless to say that nothing for the previous message was addressed to my coach. I just wanted to show that I'm tired of the publicity try to cause a bad relationship when there isn't really. I assume the criticism, but not the destructive or the false of respect. And let there be no doubt that I will keep fighting in spite of the situation. Now, obviously, a few of those words aren't correct. That's the official translation that came up on Instagram. So it's a bit cryptic. I think that's a bit of a forced message there, but that's what he put up. Anyway, that's it. Highs and lows. Messi's out for 3 weeks, but we're 1 point behind them, and we're going into the Champions League now facing Gladbach. It's going to be difficult, but I suppose a little bit of thing in the Champions League there. Kevin De Bruyne from Man City has picked up an injury, and he could potentially miss the game against us in the Champions League. I don't know how We'll assess that next weekend if I can think of it. But anyway, thank you for listening. It's been a good week and a bad week in many senses, but we're right back into the title race and we'll keep going for the year. As always, thanks for listening, and you can tweet us now at Barca Backchat on Twitter. You can have conversation there if you want to. Anyway, I'm Dryan. I hope you've enjoyed this, and as always, Visca el Barça.